Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, Bris Krusalis Vasayim, the spoken word has a lot of power. Therefore, regarding a bad thing, a person shouldn't tell someone else, you know, if this bad thing had happened to you, then blank and blank. But good things are okay to tell another person. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to bite his nails in the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed. From here we learned, number one, that it's okay to cut nails on Chol HaMoed, and today we know this is okay, but it's only okay with the Shinui. Number two, it's okay to bite them off. And number three, it's okay to throw them on the floor as long as women do not walk there. Since if women are there and they're pregnant, it's a sakana if they step on nails, since kshafim are connected to nails, and a woman can miscarry if she steps on them. The Gemara says it's mutter to cut a mustache on Chol HaMoed, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, whether it disturbs a person's mouth for eating or not. Pare Melech Mitzrayim, in the days of Moshe, was only one amma tall, his beard was one amma long, and his Eber HaTashmish was more than one amma long. The Mishnah, as background. Writing is normally usur on Chol HaMoed, especially if it's Maisa Uman, but in cases of Dover HaAvod, it may even be mutter with Maisa Uman. And the Mishnah says, for example, these things are mutter to write on Chol HaMoed: Shtar Kiddushin, Shtar Get, Shtar Chayv, a will, a prusbel, which is a transferring of loan to Bezdin so a person can collect during Shemitah, or a receipt. In Simen Tovkuf Memhe, the Mishnah Berurah adds the heter of the Yerushalmi that social correspondence is also mutter to write on Chol HaMoed, as long as it's done Maisa Hedyot, and it's done with a Shinoi and a Tzotzarech HaMoed. And the Gemara says, although an Asuin is osur on Chol HaMoed, because we say Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but an Erisin is mutter, since it's a Davar HaAvod. What makes it a Davar HaAvod? Because we say Shami Yekadmenu Acher. If a person does not marry this woman now, another person may come along and take this woman quicker right now before he has a chance to marry her. The Gemara asks, how is this possible? We know Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Bas Kol Yotzeis, V'yemeres Bas Pliny L'Pliny, Sada Pliny L'Pliny. How is it possible that a person has to now rush and marry this woman? We know that it's predetermined before a person is born who it is going to marry. So what's the chashash? What does he have to rush? Let him wait a week and this woman will still be available because it was predetermined who he was going to marry. So the Gemara answers that someone else could change this decree via tefillah. Although it's predetermined who a person is going to marry, but another person who may want that other woman could be misbal, and it'll end up, if he's misbal, he could take away the person's wife even though it was predetermined. But the Gemara says that a person should not be misbal for a specific woman that he would want to marry, since miman of shach. If it's predetermined that this woman should be for this person, then he's going to marry her anyway. And if it's not predetermined, then he's being kaifer b'Hashem. So he should not be misbal that way. Rather, a person should be misbal that his shidduch should come b'karev, but not on a specific person. The Gemara says that we have psukim from the Torah, from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Hashem picks the shidduch for a person, that Hashem picks a specific wife for every single man. And we know from Chumash by Lavan regarding Rivka, it says, May Hashem yotza hadavar. They all agree that May Hashem yotza hadavar. Therefore, we learn from there that it's predetermined who a person is married, because Hashem determines that in advance. The Mishnah. One cannot write a shtar chayv on Chol HaMoed unless the two people writing them do not trust each other, or the sefer needs money for food. It's also to write a sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed, since you can use a different one. You don't need that specific one. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay to write tefillin and mezuzahs for a person's own self-use. In Tavkuf Memhe, the Shulchan Aruch says that a tzibur can correct a sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed if they do not have another sefer Torah, since this falls under the klal of Tzorchei Rabbim. Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara. According to Reb Meir, one can even write tefillin as a gift for someone else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay v'derech harama, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it's okay to write stam for the purposes of parnasa. Someone to bring a raya from this Gemara that we are supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We know this machlokes if we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Someone to bring a raya from here because of this Gemara that we are supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tosfos says that we know that yontif is considered an ice, and tefillin are also considered an ice. L'chol ha'ois is lashon by tefillin. We know this from the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav. And since we already have the ice of yontif and the ice of Chol HaMoed potentially, therefore we do not need to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because we already have the ice of yontif. We know that this inyan of whether we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is learned in Siman Lamed Aleph. It's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says tefillin are also to wear on Chol HaMoed, since we already have the ice of Chol HaMoed. And the Rama says we do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because only Yom Tov is considered an ice, but Chol HaMoed is not. The Mishnah, as background. The period of Avelus begins not after death, but after the Kvura. And there are three parts to Avelus. Number one, Gzeres Shiva, which is 7 days, where a person cannot wash, cannot do laundry, cannot work, cannot give shalom, cannot cut his hair, etc. Number two, Gzeres Shleishim, which is 30 days, continuation of cutting hair, as well as a number of other halachas. And finally, number three, for parents specifically, that a person has certain types of avelas for a period of 12 months. And the Mishnah says, if the kavura was 3 days before Yontif, Yontif is mevatel the rest of Shiva. We paskin even after 1 hour of avelas, Yontif is mevatel the rest of Shiva. In general, Shabbos counts as one of the 7 days of Shiva, but does not cancel it. Masha'en ken Yontif cancels Shiva, but does not count as days. I.e., if someone is nifter on Yontif, a person must wait till after Yontif, then he begins counting the 7 days of Shiva. All of this is because Yontif has a special mitzvah of simcha, and avelas contradicts this. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos counted like Shabbos, and cannot cancel avelas. The same is true with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We don't paskin like this. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like regalim. According to the Chachamim, Shavuos is like a regal. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. We actually paskin today that anything, not only Sukkot and Pesach, but also Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, all count as regalim. And if a person sits 1 hour of Shiva before them, any of these Yomim Tovim come along and are mevatel the entire period of Shiva. And the Gemara says, if the burial was at least 8 days before a regal, Shleishim becomes batel, and he can even take a haircut before Yontif. Abishal holds Mitzvas Hayom Kikulay, so as long as he fulfills part of the day seven as Shiva, the next part of the day counts as the beginning of the Shleishim. This is how we paskin, that we hold Mitzvas Hayom Kikulay Lagabi Avelis. We paskin like Abishal, since we say Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avel. The Inyan of Shleishim we learn from Nazir. Just like he cannot cut hair for 30 days, this is a period of Stam Naziris, here too, Shleishim is for 30 days. The Gemara says the first 3 days of Avelus must be full days, and we do not say Mikdash Hayom Kikulay. And finally, the Gemara says if someone was Nifter 2 days before Yontif, the Avel must complete 5 more days after Yontif. And as we mentioned, we don't paskin like this. Tav Chaf. Does Yontif count as days of the 30 days of Shleishim or not? The Maskan is that it is counted. The Inyan of 7 days of Shiva is learned from Chag, which is also 7 days long. If a person hears about a death after a long time, which is called a Shmua Rechaika, he hears it after 30 days after the person was Nifter, then he only keeps 1 day of Avelus. From the Pasuk Acharei Rabim Lahatois, we learn Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, except here by Avelus, where we paskin like the Mekel. Rabbi Akiva says a Shmua Rechaika only counts 1 day of Avelus. The Gemara says normally when one hears news of a death, he must do Kriya. What if it was a Shmur Rechaika? He heard it after 30 days, after the person was Nifter 30 days later. So the Gemara answers, then he's Pater from Kriya, since we only do Kriya when we have Shiva. In other words, only when it's a Shmur Kreva. We hear about it immediately or within a period of 30 days. Then we sit a period of Shiva, and then we also rice Kriya. Many say that for a parent, though, one must always do Kriya, even if it's a Shmur Rechaika, even if it was something that was heard 30 days after the person was Nifter. Today, of course, we're living in a generation where we have very quick communications. These shilas don't apply as often, but in fact, in World War II, for example, when many people did not know who was Nifter, and word did not come till sometimes months after a parent was Nifter, these halachas were very pertinent. The Gemara says the dinim of Avelos apply to the same people that a kayin can be metame for, the 7 close relatives, a wife, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter. And if someone's wife is sitting Shiva for a parent, and we say the husband must be noyeg on Avelus when he's together with his wife, but not when he's alone. And the same thing applies vice versa for the wife's in-laws. The Rama says we're not machmer to do this at all today, but rather only the person sits for his own parent, Shiva, but the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law does not have to sit Shiva also. If it's a suffix if a person died more than 30 days ago, we do not know whether it's a Shmua Kreva or a Shmua Rechaika. According to the Taz, we're Mekel, and you keep only 1 day of Avelus. But the Shach holds the Hachmer, since we have a Cheskes Chayim. So it potentially happened more recently. We know that there's a chazaka that a person is normally living, unless you know otherwise. So it probably happened more recently than that, therefore you have to be machmer. Most of the achrayim, including the shav shmeitza, paskin lekula, paskin actually lechumra, like the shach. And finally we say a person is mechuyav to do the mitzvah of kriya in a standing position, not sitting. We learn this from Iyov. Daf Chaf Aleph. An oval is mechuyav in kfiyas hamita, turning over the beds and sleeping on the turned over bed. Interesting, today we do not pass like this at all because we're afraid Goyim might see this and think some sort of avodah zarah is happening here or something is happening and would scare them off. The Gemara says an oval is usher to do any of the following. He's usher to do work. He's not allowed to do rechitza, except panav yadav viraglav bitzainen. Sicha is usher, smearing. Tashmish hamita, ne'ilas hasandel, and learning Torah, except for inyane avelos. Tosfos says that an avel is also allowed to learn Iyov and kinis. If, however, people who come, this particular person who is sitting shiva, is someone who's like a Rosh Hashiva, and many people come to listen to his Torah, then he is allowed to learn and teach Torah. Today, however, only if he's a Rav of a city, and we need him to paskin shilos, and there's no one else to ask, then he's allowed to paskin shilos. Otherwise, even a Rosh Hashiva is not allowed to teach Torah while he's sitting shiva. The Gemara says we learned from Yecheskel that Pe'er is Osir for an Avil, meaning that Tefillin is Osir for an Avil to wear. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he cannot wear Tefillin up to day 3 of the Shiva. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot wear them up until day 2, i.e. the main pain of Avelos is only for one day. And since we say Mixas Hayim Kikulei, by the second day one can already put on Tefillin. The night of day 2 was a Mixas Hayim, and therefore day number 2 has like passed, so therefore by day number 2, according to the Rif, he's allowed to put on Tefillin. The Gemara says the first 3 days of Avelos, a person cannot do work, even if he's an Ani, and needs it for Panasa. Between days 3 and 7, if he's an Ani, he can do work, but he can only do a Bitsina. But his neighbors will be cursed for not helping him out in order to prevent him from not doing work. In other words, they should really be helping him, to help him with food, etc., so he shouldn't have to do work. The Gemara says the first 3 days, an Avel cannot give or take Shalom Aleichem. During days 3 through 7, he cannot give Shalom Aleichem, but he can answer Shalom Aleichem if someone says to him Shalom who does not realize that he's sitting Shiva. From day number 8 and on, he can both ask and answer. The Gemara says if someone comes from a trip, and Le'aleinu, he came home and found his family in the middle of sitting Shiva, in some instances he can pick up the Shiva from that point, and he doesn't have to start from day 1. Daf Chof Beis. The people who go along with the mace to the Beis HaKvaris don't begin their Avelos until the actual burial. Those who went home before the Beis HaKvaris begin their Avelos when they leave the mace. What do we do today, Le'aleinu, in the following situation? A Levaya takes place in New York on Tuesday. The family takes the Aron to Kennedy Airport Tuesday afternoon, so they come home at 5 p.m. on Tuesday and begin sitting Shiva. Tuesday counts as day 1, as we say, Mixas Hayam Kikulei, so they would get up on the following Monday from Shiva. In the meantime, one of the sons of the Niftar accompanies the body to Eretz Yisrael and comes home on Thursday to the rest of the Mishpacha, who is now in the middle of sitting Shiva in New York. Does he hold their Shiva, i.e. he can get up on Monday, or does he have to begin his own Shiva, so he wouldn't be able to get up until the following Wednesday? The Shach in Simen Shin Ayin He says he sits with the rest of the family, therefore, at the time they all get up from Shiva, he also gets to sit up from Shiva. In other words, it's all one family as a whole, therefore he gets to hold the Zman of Shiva together with them, even though he came 2 days later from Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel repeats his halacha here on Daf Chaf Beis, and he says, halacha k'divrei ha-meikel bi'avel. On a mace, it's best to bury the mace as quickly as possible, to show we are makabel, the ratzon of Hashem. For parents, it's okay to wait a little bit longer, unless it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. Avelos on parents is stronger than for Shar Kraven. For example, for parents, one cannot do work after 3 days, even Bitsina. Masha'en Kain, for Shar Kraven, if he's an Ani, it's okay. For Shar Kraven, one can go to a Simcha after 30 days, but for parents, one can't go to a Simcha, a Chasana, for a full year. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a family schedules a Chasana for a certain date, and 2 days before the Chasana, the parent of the Chasana Kala becomes an Avel and now begins to sit Shiva. Can this parent attend the wedding of their own child while they're in the middle of Shiva or not? According to Igros Maisha Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Samach Tes, since people today spend a lot of money on weddings, and the wedding of a child means a lot to a parent, It falls under the klal of hefsid merubah, and a parent could attend at least certain parts of the wedding of their child during shiva. What if the chassan or kala themselves lose a parent and are mechuyev to sit shiva during the week of their own chassana? What do we do then? In Igros Maisha Simen Resh Chaf Zayin, the Maisha Zechar Tzadik Livracha discusses that in certain instances they can still have the chassana in the proper time. Ayin Sham. The Gemara says that kriya for shar krevim is a shir of a tefach, but for parents it's much larger, and it is through all of the clothing. A woman is also mechuyev in kriya, but must be careful for tznias. Regarding shar krevim, a person can rip the beged with a keli, or with his hand, but for parents, a person must rip it with his hand. The Gemara says if a gadol dies, his beis medrash should stop learning as a sign of mourning. And finally, the Gemara says we shouldn't discuss halachic themes or agadas in a beis avol. But today we do learn Mishnayos, since that's considered kabod hames. Daf Chof Gimel. An avol cannot leave his house at all for the first 7 days, except as Rashi says on Shabbos, and people come to him to be menachem avol. Shabbos, Rashi says, they are allowed to go to shul, but according to the Ravid, they're not allowed to leave their house even on Shabbos. The first 30 days of Avelus, it's usher to get married. If one lost his wife, he cannot remarry for 3 regalim. Rabbi Yehuda says for 2 regalim. Taisvis says this is to remember how wonderful his first wife was. But if this person has no children, so he hasn't been mekuyim, the mitzvah of Piryei V'Rivyeh, or he has little children that they need caring for, then he's allowed to marry sooner than a year. For the first 30 days, it is usher to wear clothes that went through gihutz, special pressing. Rebbe holds that these are mutter, but only brand new clothing are usher to wear during the first 30 days. There's a machlokes if there is a concept of avelos on Shabbos. Shmuel says there is no concept on Shabbos, but Rabbi Yochanan says there is. According to Taisvis, everyone agrees that public avelos you do not do on Shabbos. The only machlokes is if betzina there is avelos on Shabbos or not. On the Shabbos of his avelos, an oval should not be part of a mezumen, and he's also potter from kriyashma, tefillah, and tefillin, of course, if it's on the first day. Finally, the Gemara says the Isser of wearing tefillin on the first day is learned from Yecheskel due to the concept of pe'er. Daf Chof Dalet. An Ovil is not allowed to have marital relations, and he is not allowed to cut his hair. When Shmuel heard that Rav was Nifter, he ripped 13 begodim. Once clothing are ripped in Avelos, it's a machlekes if one can later sew them back together. The Gemara says there was a machlekes from the Mishnah if Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos count as a yontif, l'kula, or as a Shabbos, l'chumra, meaning to say, are they mevatel, the shiva, or not. L'halacha, all three are like yontif, and they eliminate the shiva. And it also eliminates 14 days of shleishim, as long as we had at least 1 hour of avelos before yontif. Ayin and simen tovkuf memches. If a baby was nifter before it was 30 days old, then it's buried quietly, without a lot of the normal avelos, and there is no shiva either. And the Gemara asks, at what age do we begin eulogizing a child who is nifter? The Gemara answers, a poor child at age 5, and a rich child at age 6. But if people knew the child well, then they eulogize even at a younger age. The Mishnah. The three signs of avelos, kriya, chaltsin, which is exposing of the shoulder, which we don't do today, and the suda havra, the first suda after the levaya, should only be done by the 7 krevim of the mace. Daf Chafei, the Gemara. But if a Talmud Chacham dies, everyone does Kriya, because he's like everyone's relative. As we know, if a person weeps when a Talmud Chacham dies, all of his averus are forgiven. And if a person does not mourn for a Talmud Chacham, then his children could die. The Gemara says that if a person is present when a person's Yitzias Neshama occurs, in other words, he's right there when a person dies, then he must do Kriya no matter what the relationship is. This is similar to a person who sees a Sefer Torah burning, that he must tear kriya. We're naig today not to tear kriya for every Talmud Chacham, unless one is a Talmud Muvak, then even then it's a question whether he rises kriya or not. One should not put a Sefer Torah on top of any nifter at all. In fact, the Shach in Simen Resh Pei Bei says, one should not even sit on the same bench as a Sefer Torah, unless the Sefer Torah is put up at a higher level. This halacha also applies, as the Shach brings in Resh Ayin Aleph, to all Svarim, that one is not allowed to sit on the same bench as any Sefer. Also, the Shach adds that Svarim should not be turned upside down. The Gemara relates a story that when Rav Huna was Nifter, they said that he really deserved to see the Hashra'as HaShchina. The only reason he did not was because he was in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. When the Aron HaMeis is being moved, people stand in a line to be Menachem Avel, and are supposed to say special tefillas. The Gemara says they wanted to bury Reb Huna next to Reb Chiya, but people were afraid to go into the cave of Reb Chiya to bury Reb Huna. This is similar to other kvaras that we know that people were afraid to go into. For example, the Maras HaMachpela, the place where the Maral Miprag laid the Goylem to rest. People here were afraid in the same situation. They were afraid to go into the cave of Reb Chiya. But Reb Chagi was the one who went into the Ma'ara, and they tied a rope around him in case he would die. They would be able to pull him out. And of course, he was not Nifter. Reb Chanan had no children, so he was Mispalo for a child. On the day that the child was born, Reb Chanan was Nifter, so they named the child after him. And the Gemara goes through specific hespedim that were said for many of the Amoraim who were Nifter. The Gemara says when Reb Yaakov was Nifter, it became dark in the middle of the day. When Reb Chiya was Nifter, fiery stones came down from Shemayim. One should do Kriya when a parent dies, when his Rebbe Muvak dies, when Hashem's name is blasphemized, when a Sefer Torah gets burnt, and when one sees the Makom HaMikdash. And for these, one cannot sew the rip that he ripped back together. Daf Chav Vav. When a person reaches Yerushalayim, he tears Kriya once for Yerushalayim, and again another time for the Makom HaMikdash. The Gemara says the mitzvah of Kriya is a shear of one tefach, which is about 2 inches. But if one needs to add an additional kriya for a second thing, then he just needs a shear of a kolsho. Really, Avelis is only for 30 days, but for parents we say that Avelis is a full year due to kibud avayim. If a person is sick and his relative or his close friend dies, you shouldn't tell him or her the bad news because it might upset them. And finally, the Gemara says an Avel shouldn't play with a child on his lap because the child will make him laugh, and people will then see that and think that he isn't giving the proper kavod to the mace. Tav Chav Zayin. If someone is traveling for business and he got news about a death of a relative, he can complete the business that he needs in order to sustain himself for the week of the Shiva. And the Gemara asks, from when does Kfiyas Hamita begin? I.e., at what point does Avelos actually begin? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it begins when the mace is taken out of the house. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it begins from when the mace is buried. When we do Kfiyas Hamita, we must do it on all beds of the house. Incidentally, today we do not do Kfiyas Hamita at all, because we're afraid the Goyim will see this and think it's Maisa Kshafa. The Gemara says when a Melech becomes an Avel, everyone sits on the floor, and the Melech sits on a dargish, on a low chair. Taisvah says that today we turn chairs over in a base Avel based on the old minig of Kfiyas Hamita. You're allowed to wash dishes in the house of an Avel, but you're not allowed to bring in Besamim to the house of an Avel, the Mishnah. When you bring food to the base Avel, it cannot be brought on fancy trays, but only in plain baskets. And on Chol HaMoed, the aron of the mace should not be put on the street so as not to encourage hespedim. And the Gemara says, it used to be that the rich people who died were put in fancy aronis, and the poor people who died were put onto stretchers. But the poor people became embarrassed, so they were misakin that all people get put just on stretchers. It used to be that the rich had fancy tachrichim, and the poor had only simple tachrichim, simple shrouds. The poor people were embarrassed, until Rabban Gamliel put into his tzava that he wanted only simple tachrichim. So at that point, everyone started to use simple, very simple and plain tachrichim. And this is how is Oiska Paskin today in Shulchan Aruch, Yaradea Simon Shinnun Beis, that we only use simple tachrichim and we're not allowed to use fancier ones. The Gemara says, Ein Mayid Bifnei Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham is Nifter on Chol HaMoed, you can be Maspid for him, and the same thing is true on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim, but only in the actual presence of the Nifter himself. The Gemara says the first meal that the Ovel eats cannot be from his own food, but someone else must provide the meal for him. We learn this from the Novi Yecheskel. However, two Avelim, if they want, can exchange meals one to the other. So if you have two Avelim, one could feed one, and one could feed the other. Amar Yehuda Amarav, a person who refuses to be consoled and indulges in excessive grief, he will end up crying for an additional person. In other words, don't cry too much and don't moan too long. The first 3 days are for crying, the first 7 days are for hespedim, and until 30 days, we show certain symbols of bereavement, like, for example, no haircuts. For parents, we're avelim for 12 months, but that's only for kvayd aviv ve'imay, since their din b'cheshbon up in Shemayim takes a full year. The Gemara says we need to weep extra for a person who is nifter without having children, since no one will remember his or her name. And Rav Huna said, if a person does an avera, does not do tshuva, and repeats the avera, it becomes like it's mutter to him, nasis lo keheta. And finally, the Gemara says if a baby is born to a mishpacha within that first year of avelus, the entire mishpacha is nitzol from the midas hadin. Taf chafchas. Miriam did not die a stam misa, but rather a misas neshika, very quick, and it was like a kiss from Hashem. The question is, why was misas Miriam, the Maisa misas Miriam, put next to the Maisa and the halachas of Parah Aduma? And think of our answers. Just like Parah Aduma is machaper, so too misas tzadikim is machaper. A person who dies after 5 days of sickness is considered to have died what we call a normal death. A person who died past the age of 60, it's called a misa bidei shamayim. If he lives past 70, then it's considered average. But if a person lives past 80, it's called gvurais, an age of strength. However, if a person dies before age 60, then he dies a misas kuris. If a person reaches age 80, and then he dies suddenly, then it's not just a misas neshika, but it's considered a special misas neshika. The length of one's life, his children, and parnasa, are not tully in schusim, but rather primarily tully in mazel. Tosfos says although schusim could help in these matters. The Meiri rejects this Gemara and says that the Gemara was just mentioning a Maisa Yochid, but rather even these three things are tully in schusim, not in mazel, just as everything else is tully in schusim. The Gemara says, Ashrei Misha ba lekan v'talmudei b'yadei. Happy is a man who arrives to heaven with his learning with him. And the Gemara says, the Malach HaMavis was unable to take Rav Chisda's life, since he never stopped for even a second learning Torah. So the Malach HaMavis climbed a tree, shook the tree made noise, that disturbed Rav Chisda's learning for a second, and then the Malach HaMavis was able to overtake him. The Mishnah. Women on Chol HaMoed may wail for Hespedim, but not clap. On Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they can clap too. After the burial, they can do neither. In the future, in Tchias HaMesim, we apply the pasuk from Yeshaya, Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, Umocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol HaPonim. Hashem destroys death forever, and will wipe away tears from every face. And the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech said, if a person was Isaac in being maspid others, others will be maspid him. And if someone wasn't of Al-Gaiva, they'll raise him up after his death. Yerevan ben Nevat put up blockades so people would not be able to be Eila Regel. And they eventually were able to remove these blockades so people wouldn't be able to get up to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, when Mashiach ben Yosef will be Nifter, there will be a tremendous hesped for him in Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yeshayahu that the Beis HaMikdash would not be destroyed in his lifetime. The Gemara says when someone comes to be Menachem Avil, he shouldn't say anything until the Avil speaks first. And finally, the Gemara says a chassan who gets married is like a kohen who is at the Reish. He gets the first aliyah, and he leads the mezumin in benching. Daf Chavtas. The departure of the neshama from the guf is as difficult for the guf as removing a rope that connects two ships. One who bids a mace goodbye should not say Lech Lishalim, but rather Lech Bishalim. You should go in peace. But when you leave a living person, you should say Lech Lishalim. You should go to peace. Since when Yisro said that to Moshe, Lech Lishalom, Moshe was Matzliach. Rabbi Levi said anyone who goes from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, or vice versa, will be Zeicha to be Mekabel the Pnei Shechina, since he went Michael El Choyel. He went from Torah to Tefillah, or he went from Tefillah to Torah. And finally, the Masechta ends by saying that Talmidei Chachamim will have no rest, even in Olam Haba, since they will always be growing in Torah, even in Olam Haba, in the Tzion Shamayla. Hadron Alach, Masechta, Mayid Kut.